Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday evening, May the 5th, 2013.
Good evening. We'd like to welcome you to Grace Baptist Academy's choirs singing tonight at Grace. We want to thank you, first of all, for letting us come and perform for you. It's a pleasure to be here every time and every year. And first of all, I'm just going to give you a little bit of an overview of what the high school choir has done this year so far. Last semester, we prepared to go to Orlando and sing at Universal. We switch every year between Disney and Orlando, and I think the choir seems to enjoy the park of Universal better, but we had a great time preparing for that and doing that last semester. We also prepared for our Christmas concert, and it went well as well. This semester has been a little bit crazier. We have done lots of different things. The first competition we were in this semester was called J.B. Lyle, and it is a competition to see if you can make it to state. We got 2 twos and 2 ones, so we did get to go to state. And at state, last weekend, I think it was, we made an A. So that was exciting. We're the first choir ever at Grace Baptist Academy to make an A at state, so that was really exciting. So we plan to do this every year. I think this is I think it's annual. I don't know. Anyway, so we're excited to be here tonight. The last time we're going to sing this year is at graduation, but the seniors are especially excited because this is the last time we have to wear these outfits. So we hope you enjoy tonight as we worship with you. Thank you so much.
All nights of life and breath, praise ye the Lord, shout to the Lord, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia,
alleluia.
Praise the Lord with joyful song,
sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, alleluia, praise Him, praise the Lord with joyful song,
alleluia. Praise ye the Lord,
all that have life and breath, praise ye the Lord, all that have life and breath, praise ye the Lord, shout to the Lord, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia,
alleluia, all that have life and breath, praise ye the Lord,
and breath,
sing to the Lord a new made song, praise his name, alleluia. Praise Him, Lord, and praise Him, Lord.
Our next selection, Good Night, Dear Heart, was composed by Dan Forrest, who graduated from Bob Jones University and recently left his full-time teaching position there to compose full-time. The inspiration for this piece came after his brother and sister-in-law were in the process of adopting a child from Ethiopia. Before the child was able to come to the States, she passed away, and the couple mourned her passing as if they were already her parents. Dan wanted to compose a piece in their honor and found this text on the tombstone of Mark Twain's daughter, who had died unexpectedly at the age of 24. Even though as Christians we believe that absent from the body is present with the Lord, we still feel the pain that is associated with our last goodbyes. We hope we can express the poignant text of this piece as a final farewell to those we love.
A hard piece to sing. That's just hard to sing. I'm so proud of these kids. The next piece that we're going to do was my choice for this year. I've wanted to do this for a long time just because it's one of my very favorite pieces, and I think if it's done well, you should be able to see all the places that we're singing about in the text. And, I've never been to Israel, But one day I would love to walk where Jesus walked.
One of my favorites, and Tina always manages to inject one or two songs that you've heard years and years ago, and when you hear them sung one more time, they just really thrill your soul, and so we're excited for that. Now, there is another kind of thrill that I want to mention, and that is the person that owns the white Buick in the Jenkins Road lot. You left your lights on. And in about 40 minutes when we get out of here, you will have the thrill and the agony of trying to get that car started. And so if that rings a bell, then you may want to check on that. As the men come, this offering, unless otherwise designated, is going to go for the ministry of the school. Perhaps Bill will tell us one or two of his projects that he occasionally has mentioned in the past, and so you'll know about that, but we encourage you to give and to give generously. Gracious Father, for your goodness and grace, we thank you. We thank you for the ministry that you give us together, Father, to partner in this city in Christian education. We're thankful for that, Father. We're thankful for our students and how you bless them and how you use them. We pray that you'll continue to do just that. And for this offering, again, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
While Jana's getting her violin, I'll introduce this piece. This is a Civil War themed piece as a poignant goodbye for a son writing a letter to the father. I think that you will enjoy it. Our soloist, Teddy Bullock, and Jana on the violin.
Tell my father that his son did not run nor surrender, that I bore his name with pride as I tried to remember. Judged by what you do while passing through.
As I rest in fields of green, let him lean on my shoulder. Spent my youth so the truth could grow older. Tell my father when you can, I was a man. Tell him we will meet again.
We're going to switch and let you hear a little bit of our middle school group. And you're going to hear about half of the middle school group because the other half didn't come. But they sound really good, even just half of them. When we did our warm-up, I was like, whew. So anyway, middle school, will you stand and we'll be ready for you to come.
Hello. Most of you may or may not know me, but my name is Liam Staub, and I am here to introduce the middle school choir. Our choir is made up of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders from Grace Academy. Mrs. Holcomb's goal for our choir is to work with us to become all-around fine musicians. We begin each year learning to count rhythms, learning to sight read with solfege syllables, and working hard to sing in 3 to 4 parts. Last month, the choir participated in the East Tennessee Vocal Association's Middle School Festival and received a superior rating. And Mrs. Holcomb told us afterwards that somebody came to see her and told her that there weren't a lot of people who had got superior ratings. So that was really good. After the festival, we spent the night at Wilderness of the Smokies and the next day at Dollywood. We hope you enjoy hearing us sing some of the pieces we worked on this year.
Alleluia, alleluia, I am on my way, bound for Jubilee. Alleluia, alleluia, I am on my way, bound for Jubilee. Oh, my brother, won't you come with me? Oh, my sister, you must come today. Oh, my brother, won't you come with me? Or the devil might come and take you away before you get to Jubilee.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, bound for Jubilee.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, bound for Jubilee. My Lord's calling, I must go with him. Can't you hear him calling you today? My Lord's calling, I must go with him.
Come and take me away,
for I get to Jubilee.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, bound for Jubilee.
Thank you. to sing and shout, way in the middle of the air. Before 6 months they're all turned out, way in the middle of the air.
If you want to sing that holy song,
way in the middle of the air,
you'll have to sing your whole life long,
way in the middle of the air.
Hi, my name is Danielle Shoemaker, and this is my second year at Grace, and I'm a freshman. Ms. Holcomb asked me to share just how Grace has blessed my life. I moved to Chattanooga 2 years ago, and when we first visited, we were looking for schools, and we had heard about Grace, so we decided to visit. And once I shadowed there for a day, I felt like God was calling me to attend, definitely. When I arrived in the fall, the teachers really made me feel welcome, and I think that's the best part about Grace. The teachers are one of the best, the teachers are really care about you, and not just academically, but spiritually. They really care how you are, and if you have a problem, you can just go to them and get great advice, and you can just tell that they love you, and they want you to succeed. The teachers love their job, and they care about your well-being. Ms. Holcomb is a perfect example of that. When on trip, she says that because our moms trusted her to take care of us, that she wanted to be just like our moms and care for us in any way possible. Most people wouldn't really do that. They don't really think about that way. And that's a huge blessing to know that people outside of your home or even at your church care about you, care about your needs, just physical and spiritually. That's something that I really appreciate about Grace, and that's why Grace stands out to me and why I keep coming back. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the concert.
This next piece is one of my favorite pieces in our whole library, I think. It's a setting of Psalm 23, and it's just lovely, so we're excited to share it with you. I always tell the students we need to make sure that they see the sheep and the pasture and the still water, so hopefully we can express that to you tonight.
Thank you.
Choir is always a challenge because you just don't know what their voices are going to be, and so you kind of have to wait. I was telling the at the concert that I met a teacher one time who said, "Oh, I have all my music picked out for next year," and I thought, "Well, that's pretty foolish because you have no idea what's going to happen when they walk into your classroom." And that's what I found. It's so wonderful and challenging, and yet it's so rewarding when you find things that work. And this next piece I found this summer when we got a call that Tennessee Temple was getting rid of a lot of music that they had to clear out, and they were just going to dump it. And I about, you know, we couldn't get there fast enough. And Mrs. Rowell and I drug our husbands and boxes and fans and whatever we could to keep us cool while we dug through piles and piles and piles of music. And this is one of the pieces that I found, and it works perfect for this group. So I think that you will enjoy. This is a setting of the old spiritual Ride On King Jesus.
Good evening. My name is Waldo Odens, and I'm honored to be able to speak about something amazing that God has done in my life this year. For those of you who don't know me, my family and I are originally from Panama. And no, it's not the place in Florida where all the college kids go and do it. Yeah. We had the privilege of bringing my mother's parents as my grandparents, my aunts, and my little cousin to the States for Christmas. They arrived on Christmas Day and stayed until the end of February. And for my family, especially my mom, this is an opportunity for us to witness to my grandparents because we've been praying for their salvation since I was little. My grandfather was a man with a past who really needed forgiveness. He was really lost and needed the Lord to save him. And my grandmother, on the other hand, was a diehard Roman Catholic who was really confused about what the truth is regarding Jesus and salvation. We knew that we might not have another chance to witness to them, so we wanted to take advantage of every opportunity to share Christ with them. For me and my sister, since we couldn't speak fluent Spanish, all we could do was be in our best behavior and continue to pray for them. My mom and dad even tried different methods of witnessing to them, including taking them to different church services, translating in Spanish, praying with them, reading the Bible with them, and having long conversations and discussions, some of which led to spiritual debates. And if you're in Odin's household and people speak Spanish, those debates can get loud and It's usually like people hollering at each other in Spanish, so it's kind of fun just to listen to. We finally realized that nothing in our power would save them, so we decided we'd just pray and ask God to just minister to him by his Holy Spirit and just let us to show our love for them, because we basically told God that we can't do this on our own. It's not us that can save anyone, even if how much we love them. Only God can save them. And all we can do is just trust in him and continue to show them the love that God has given us. And one Sunday, on January 27th, 2013, we went to church, and I was singing the worship team along with my sister, so we were up in the front of the church, and we could see the pew where, like, my whole family was standing. And I remember we were singing in the middle of a song, and I remember seeing my grandfather and my father coming to the altar and asking my pastor to pray with them. And I saw them all praying together, and I saw my dad and my grandfather praying with each other. And my dad told me later that what they had happened when they went up there was they had gone up to the pastor, and my pastor asked him, "What do you want me to pray with you about?" And my dad had translated to my grandfather because he only speaks Spanish. And he told my dad that he wanted to pray to ask Jesus to forgive him of sins because he wanted to go to heaven. And on that day, my grandfather received Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Now, this just blew my mind away because I'm up here in the singing and I don't know exactly what's going on, but when I find out later, I'm going crazy. And because God has just done a miracle in my family that we've been praying for years, ever since I was little, that at least my grandfather would get saved, but God wasn't done yet. You see, the very next Sunday, it was February 3rd, my grandmother went to the front and accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior. So, yeah. I couldn't believe that in 2 weeks that God could save two family members of my family who had been lost for so long. And I was so excited because I was like, okay, who's next? I mean, and I'm telling you all this to testify that nothing is impossible with God. And no trial or struggle is impossible for God to intervene in. I saw the Lord save two people, one a hardcore Catholic and one a person with a messed up past, and God just completely changed their lives. And you may have a loved one who may be lost, or you may be finding a medical or financial situation that may be stressing you out or your family. Maybe there's a sin or a temptation that's really causing you to struggle. But right now, I want you all to know that God is still more powerful and that he is there for us and he loves us and he can take any situation and turn it for the better. I'm so thankful to the Lord for my salvation, my grandparents. I love them both, man. I look forward to seeing both of them in heaven. And no, I don't mean they've died yet. They're still alive. But they're back in Panama now, and it's really good to hear from them. And also, now I'd like to take a moment to thank all my friends and all the people from Grace, the teachers, faculty who have been praying with me, my family for this. This is a big family at the school, and I guess I love Grace. And so I'm just glad to say that God's amazing and that he can do all things. He's got control over everything, and he's more awesome than we could ever imagine. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Isn't that a wonderful thing? When Waldo came in and told us on Monday, we rejoiced with him. And then when he came back the next Monday, we rejoiced again. So we were praying that they would be able to get here because, you know, it's an issue about getting them, and because they're older, then they had to have other family members, and it was a big expense, I know, on your family to get them here, but we're so thankful that we were able to share a little part in that by praying with you for that, and we're so thankful. I have so much to be thankful for to get to work with this group of students. I told them the other day, I was like, I can't imagine walking in this classroom and it looking different than it looks today. It's been a joy. They've worked hard. They're very respectful. I think you can tell by the way they handle themselves, even on stage. They're very respectful and kind to me in the classroom, and it makes it a joy to walk in every day and work with them. This is a piece that's kind of become something that we've done several times, and I think it's one of Pastor's favorites, so I kind of have to keep pulling it out because he bugs me about several things that he likes to hear. But this is one of our favorites as well. I hope that you enjoy this setting of Be Thou My Vision.
Oh,
Is our first time to perform. We didn't really have time to do it on our other concert, and it wasn't quite ready, so we've worked all week to get it polished for tonight. And it is one of a composer named Moses Hogan, who he's probably one of our newer composers of African-American spirituals. Dawson, who did the last piece, those are older pieces, so he's one of the newer, but God took him home to be with him several years ago, so all we have of Moses Hogan's are published, and they've put them together in a couple collections, and we were just able to purchase that collection of books thanks to the Alumni Association, so I'm excited about the future of singing lots and lots of these pieces. But one thing I enjoy a lot about this is these pieces as they point us toward heaven, because life was hard for them and they were looking forward to a time when they could share in the joys of heaven. And today's a hard day for us as a church family. I'm going to miss Jan terribly. And as we talked about this piece last week, it talks about going to a camp meeting, and that there's a great camp meeting. And I said, have you ever been to a camp meeting before? And we talked about, you know, there's different things now that they have, and they rarely we hear about that. But it's the excitement of a revival and renewing our faith and our walk in the Lord. And so we are looking forward to a day when we can all be together to celebrate on the other shore the great camp meeting in the Promised Land.
There's a great camp meeting.
There's a great camp meeting. Lord, a great camp meeting in the promise that all
walk together, children. Don't you get weary. Walk on, my children. Don't you get a weary. Just a walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promise that walk together, children. Don't you get weary. Walk on, my children. Don't you get a weary. Just a walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promise that
God
will never tire. Walk and 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 never tire. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land. Oh, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. Walk on, my children. Don't you get a weary. Just a walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
Gonna sing,
gonna sing and never tire. 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 There's a great camp meeting in the promised land. Oh, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. Walk on, my children. Don't you get a weary. Just a walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
Gonna
shout and never tire. 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 There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
Oh,
walk together, children. Don't you get weary. Sing on, my children. Don't you get a weary. Just a shout together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great
camp meeting.
Yes, a great. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land.
All right, I didn't know I was going to get a chance to say anything tonight, but the pastor kind of set me up, so I guess I better follow through with it. Let's say a thank you to Tina, a great job, and we got... And, we've got Tracy Rowell on the piano. She does an excellent job. And we have husband Fred that runs the sound system for all of this. I've got somebody else I'd like to recognize. We have a wonderful elementary music program as well, and we have Melissa Farrell. Would you stand up? She does a job, a great job with the elementary. All right, we've got a fantastic choir program here, and if kids are interested in that, I don't know where they could do any better than what we have going here. Just fabulous music, and we're thrilled with it. I guess at least 1,000 times people have said to me, why in the world did you come back to Grace Academy from leaving what you were involved in? And I want to tell you what it was. It's those kids right there. It's those kids up there that we have a chance to minister to every day. And we have a chance to change their lives. And we had two wonderful testimonies. And I thank you all for doing that. What a great job. But these kids could all give testimonies. We could go on here for hours and talk about what God is doing in their lives with these kids and all the others that we have a chance to minister to. And that's what it's all about. I think the thing that's changed my life is in 1984, Pastor got this church and encouraged them to vote to start a school. And I remember he came and talked to me about it, and I said, Pastor, we've got 14 Christian schools in Chattanooga. All we need is one more. And he said, well, I think God wants us to do that. I think we ought to start another school, a different school. It'll be a different kind. It'll have a different type of a ministry. And I couldn't for the life of me figure out what he was trying to do. And then he talked me into getting involved with it and being a part of this ministry. And here we are 28 years later, and it's hard to believe that this is what God has allowed us to do with a great, great group of kids. And each year we get to graduate 40, 45 kids. We have 700 children and adults and students and kids on this campus, not counting teachers, every single day. What an unbelievable ministry we have, and an opportunity to share the gospel with them, share our lives with them, and see what God will do in their lives. In the course of 28 years, had an opportunity to build we have a facility out there that's probably worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 million. Who'd have ever thought that 28 years ago? And it's just fabulous to look and see what God has done. We also have a child care center. We don't talk about it very much. We have 115, 116, 117, Rebecca, people involved in that. I don't know if Marcia's here as well. Are you here hiding somewhere? They do a fabulous job with children every day. I get to go up and see them smiling and see them taking care of them and see what God's doing through that. And it's great. Pastor said something about projects. I've always got at least 25 projects that I'm involved in and would like to see done. And you know, it's almost embarrassing to talk about projects because the important thing here isn't a roadway. It isn't a wall. It isn't a closet. It isn't books. It's young people that we can impact for God. So it's almost a little embarrassing for me to say I'd like to build a wall or I'd like to build a driveway. But I think what we would like to do is we'd like to have a beautiful campus that's really inviting for people as they drive by to look at it and say, man, that is a wonderful place. In a way, it's greed. I am not satisfied with what we have. I'd like to have more. I've got some classrooms that are open that we could put more kids in and have a chance to reach them with our teachers and with the gospel and with all of that. So I don't really care a whole lot for that beautiful driveway back there or the rocks or anything. I just keep thinking, my goodness, what God can do if we have a vision to make this thing beautiful and to make it attractive and to make it work. And we've got not only a wonderful church here, and let me say to you, when I send out a fundraising letter, the responses from this church are overwhelming. I just want to say thank you to you. Also from our parents, we have a wonderful, wonderful group of parents. Many of you don't know it, but we are about 5 to 10 years behind in technology in our school. And we have a number of parents that have band together and have said, hey, this is really expensive, and I don't know, think you could afford it, but we're gonna crawl through your walls and put fiber optics and put cables, and they have things that I don't even know what they're talking about. But if you come over here at night, late at night, you may walk, and somebody might climb out of a ceiling, and you're wondering, what in the world are they doing? They're running wires and setting up our campus. There is going to come a day very soon when we will have probably between 700 and 800 computers operating in this facility at one time. I didn't say 7 or 8. I said the day will come when our kids will all be carrying iPads and computers. Our teachers will have them everywhere. And you can't do that on running a little piece of cable. You're doing that by a huge, huge project. And we have some wonderful men involved. If you men are there here, Dwayne, are you and any of your crew that are crawling through our walls at night, would you stand up? I'd like to say thank you. If we got Dwayne, stand up. If we got any of the rest of you here, let's give him a good hand. Yeah. Some of them weren't standing up. I think they're ashamed that they're in our walls at night. But just to say thank you, you may not have noticed, but we have Wi-Fi over the entire campus, which I never dreamed we'd have by now. You can walk almost anywhere and pick up a computer on the campus, and that's going to be essential someday when all of the kids come carrying them. Well, I could go on for a long time. I appreciate what this church has done and your vision, but what I appreciate more than anything is the opportunity we have to send kids out. How many of you are seniors? If you're seniors, stand up. How many of you are? Only 3 of them? All right. I know where 2 of them are going. One's going to Liberty, one's going to Bryan, and where are you headed? Lee. All right, we're sending them out. Bryan, Lee, and Liberty. So we're thrilled with what God's doing with our kids and the opportunity we have to minister to them. All right, Pastor.
We're praying for these kids that the Lord will continue to direct them and use them and show them just what he has for them. So, Father, thank you for the ministry, the school, and for all that you're doing. And we thank you, Father, for these young adults that you've given us, Father. And I pray that you will use them in special ways to honor you above everything else. Thank you for your goodness and grace to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for worshiping with us today. Grace Baptist Church exists to glorify God by knowing Him through His Word, loving Him through worship and obedience, and serving Him by caring for others. For more information about our ministries, please go to www.aboutgracebaptist.org. See you next time.